What is concentrated for doing especially the minority was to defend the few of Ghanaians.
Okay.
The ordinary Ghanaian sitting in his corner trying to find for his or her daily bread, which the government see no reasoning in it and have decided to pass the poor Ghanaians and rather leave the rich people just to satisfy their own interest.
Mm-hmm.
If they cut on the unnecessary expenditure and stop giving tax exemptions to their in-laws and foreigners, which amounts to billions of Ghana cities, who is in need of this to develop a country? So what the NP did was to defend we the poor Ghanaians, we the ordinary Ghanaians sitting in our own corner, and I've sent them there to help in fighting for the interests of we the Ghanaians. And that is what they have done. Now if it is the fighting, well, everyone has to speak for their own opinion.
Okay.
Others might say that they didn't send them there to go and fight it. So they didn't just go there and started arguing on their own and started fighting. It wasn't just like, an argument, unnecessary argument. They were trying to defend it. They stop a wrong thing from being done. Because if an MP becomes a speaker, your voting right obviously has been forfeited. But if you are having a speaker who is acting as a speaker and still wants to take the opportunity and cut a vote, what is the person doing? It's going against the constitution. It's going against the standing orders of parliament. And that is exactly what the minority MP is. And even in fighting, the majority started it. The majority MP started the fight. Not only the minority MP. The minority MPs were rather even defending us to make sure it's poor Ghanaian. It's not... Yes, I don't know if representing the good people of Ghana is fine.